Moncrief on News Talk.
As no doubt you are painfully aware, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. It's a day for couples. So are wedding anniversaries, or the date the couple first met, or first kissed, or eyed each other up in the drug rehab centre. How many anniversaries are too many? News Talk's Total Cringe correspondent Henry McKean has been out talking to love-struck people. Afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. I like the idea of meeting someone in the drug rehab centre. I think that would be
That would be, in a way. It's almost like a Netflix series.
Yeah, I like it.
It probably is a Netflix series.
I like the sound of it. I think it's wonderful. But yeah, it is that time of the year. My wife did say to me this morning, do not surprise me with flowers in advance of Valentine's. I want them on the day and I want them fresh.
Yeah, so, well, I would think that, giving them in advance would...
I'd always do that.
Poor organisation.
I would give them in advance because it's quite hard to get them on the day. It's really quite difficult.
Right, okay. Because, and if you happen to be passing a garage the day before...
Well, I won't do four-quart flowers. I won't do it. I mean, you're better off just taking out a credit union loan and going to the florist, you know, and just doing it properly.
Yeah, they're not giving them away, that's for sure.
There's some great value out there without mentioning the German
supermarkets.
Really,
for flowers? Oh, yeah. But those wouldn't be great. They're not like Valentine's Day flowers. You need a bit of oomph in your flowers.
And my understanding is that they grow the flowers in Africa and then they freeze them and then they bring them to Amsterdam and then they ship them over the UK and into Ireland. That's how the flowers get here.
All of them?
Well, some of the large supermarkets have African flower farms. They're not called flower farms. Yeah. What are they called?
Flower something. Flowerariums. But there's Irish places that probably grow the flowers, I would hope.
Of course, but most of them do come through Amsterdam. But yeah, we're asking about how do you celebrate your anniversary? What's the best way of doing it? Do you celebrate the first time you met, the first date, the first time you went steady? Is it the engagement? Is it the wedding? Everyone is different. And I know myself, I sometimes forget, you know, which one's which. I know my wife said to me there the other day, you know, it's our anniversary. I said, it's not. She said, it's our 10th anniversary. I said, we've only been married 7 years. She goes, no, the time we went on that date. I went, oh, that date. Was that in July? She said, no, it's in August. So, like, it's everyone's different. Everyone celebrates.
Okay. All right, so your wife celebrates the anniversary of your first date as well.
She does. She does celebrate that. And many, many people
herself. Seeing that you don't remember it.
Yeah, I'll stop. And
so you come home and she's crying, sipping a glass of champagne by herself in a flowerless house.
No, that it won't quite be like that. But our wedding is a password, an important password. You know, you're going to need codes for everything without giving away the code. I've just given away the code.
Yeah, but
The date of our wedding. And one time it was really important and we needed to get this password. I couldn't remember it. I can't remember it. I got caught. I remember it now.
Oh, God,
But yeah, we're asking, you know, which anniversaries should you celebrate? I met these people.
I suppose it's just up to you and if you're comfortable, I guess. And like certain dates mean certain things for other people. So, I mean, I suppose the traditional sense is like, oh, the day became like official or... You know.
You've just bought a Valentine's card. Who's that for?
I actually got it for my mum, for my dad.
You got it for your mum?
Yeah.
For your dad to give to your mum?
Yeah.
Wow, there's romance in your house.
Yeah. I'm the only daughter, so someone has to do it.
When do you celebrate your anniversary?
Well, it's the first time we had dinner is when we celebrated. I think that's the best way to go, you know.
So you've gone out and bought some things today. You've been to Pandora and Brown Thomas. Is this for your lucky lady?
For my lucky lady, yeah.
Catherine Claffey, you're here on Grafton Street selling flowers. How busy is it?
It's pretty busy this morning now, considering it's only the day before. We're expecting to be much busier tomorrow.
You're expecting it to be busier. For you, when do you celebrate the anniversary? When is the right time to celebrate?
An anniversary? On the day you got married.
The day you got married, when it counts?
Yeah, I think so.
Not the day you've met?
No, how would you really remember that?
Well, I mean, tell that to my wife.
20 years, so I don't know. I don't think so. I think it should be the day anniversary, is the day we get married.
Your wedding.
It should be your wedding, and what do you think?
I agree.
And are you both in relationships now?
No.
And how does it feel to be single around Valentine's? Is it a celebration? Do you like it? Do you celebrate Galentine's?
Definitely Galentine's. Valentine's Day is definitely for the girls.
I mean, I would like to go on a date on Friday, hopefully.
So you would like to find a man?
Not necessarily, but I'm open to meet people.
So you're a partner?
A partner, yeah.
You would like to meet someone and have a good time?
Yeah.
There you go. There's an offer. She's open to meeting people.
Anyone.
Yeah, she sounded very excited about the prospect as well, I thought.
Oh, she's celebrating life.
Yes, indeed. And you don't need any anniversaries to celebrate life. You can do that every day.
Absolutely.
Really.
Completely. I think
can
it's
you,
wonderful.
Because, like, no, but, okay, an anniversary, I understand. Yeah. A first date, I understand.
Yes.
Why would you do it any more than that?
Well, yeah, this is it. This parish here, Aidan McKelvey, actually does something called a half-iversary. So he celebrates when he met his partner of 8 years in PMAX, which is quite close to
New York. Well, it's not there
HQ.
Anymore. It's gone now.
Oh, has it gone?
Yeah, it's a restaurant now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, okay. Oh, I don't know what it's called. But
the pub on the corner.
It used to be the pub on the corner. Now it's the restaurant on the corner.
Well, the restaurant on the corner. Every 6 months, they meet up and celebrate how they met all those years ago. So it might be 7.5 years ago or 8 years ago because it's every...
How does that work, though? I mean, if it's 6 months from the date they first met, like do you give like a smaller present than when it's a year?
So do you give
like, here's half a box of chocolates, like I'll cut it in half, I'll give you the other half next year.
Or maybe a sausage roll and then a full meal, you know, the next time you go. And whatever you're having yourself. But yeah, so it's the 7th of February and then it's the 7th of August. Did I do the maths right there? That is 6 months later. I'm sure
people
will correct us.
It's a lot of maths involved, though. You really have to concentrate.
You need
a kind of a spreadsheet thing to keep up with that.
It's almost like as if your partner's trying to catch you out, you know, so they can give out.
No.
You forgot the half-iversary.
Is that what it's called, a half-iversary?
Well, that's what Aidan calls it, a half-iversary.
Okay, so but when it's a year, is that an anniversary?
That's
an anniversary.
I think so. I think it's just a normal anniversary. But he takes these extremely seriously.
Okay.
But we do speak to romance experts.
He must be skint.
Well, he spends all his money on love.
Yeah.
And, you know, every day he celebrates love.
Loving is an expensive business. It really is. Yeah. Sorry, yes. Who else did you talk to? No one will talk to us when we leave the studio now.
No. So we spoke to Georgia Atlanta, who we've spoken to before. I asked, when does she celebrate her anniversary?
Yeah, 15th of February. We're going to be 5 years together on the 15th.
Congratulations. And does your partner respect that? Do they know that's the anniversary? Or is it all a bit confusing?
Oh, no, it's not confusing at all. We both have a mutual agreement that our anniversary is the day we got together. Of course, we're a young couple. We're not married yet or anything. So, of course, our anniversary is the day we became boyfriend and girlfriend. And that's very important to the both of us.
Would you expect something on Valentine's? Would you expect something on the 15th from your partner?
Well, we kind of, because it's like the day after each other, we celebrate them together and we kind of call it our Valiversary. That's what we call it every year.
Valiversary.
Yeah. So Valentine's and anniversary in one. We would normally go out for a meal just for the both of them together and celebrate it as like a big weekend thing. That's what we do.
If you actually make it to engagement, if you make it to marriage, does the anniversary shift or will it always be the 15th of February?
Oh, no way. It will definitely always be the 15th of February for us. It's a very special day.
And do you think there's confusion between men and women when the anniversary should be? Is there a disconnect between the sexes?
I think there can be in ways. I think women would be way more emotional in those ways and they like to hold anniversaries and special occasions on things that mean something to them. And that could be, say, getting together officially, it could be an engagement, or it could be the day you get married. And I think women, they like to do kind of everything, whereas men, it's not as important to them. They kind of just stick with one thing and go with that.
And do you want flowers? I mean, is a man or is a partner expected to get flowers and chocolates? If you got nothing for your partner, would they be secretly sad or openly sad?
I think it's very crucial for, to be honest, on anniversaries, special occasion, Valentine's, whatever it may be, for your partner to get you something. But I also believe that it goes both ways. So not just men get the women something. I think the woman should get the man something as well. But women, they really do appreciate flowers, chocolates. It doesn't have to be something expensive, just a small gesture to show your appreciation.
And according to your stats, half of the population are single. So there's a lot of, you could say, lonely hearts out there today and tomorrow. Is it okay to be single?
Of course, it's okay to be single. People can be happy and content being single, but they can also be happy in a relationship. It depends what you're looking for as well. I understand people can have loneliness around Valentine's, but, you know, it's just kind of about putting yourself first, getting together with friends if you are lonely, and hopefully the right person for you will come along.
Right. One texter says, I know a couple who got married 8 years to the day that they met. killing two birds with one stone. That makes it nice and simple. I can see the logic in that.
Great idea.
Because, like, if that last person you interview in there, they celebrate the day they met, then they get married. So then do they celebrate the day they met and the day they got married? Do they also celebrate the day the proposal took place? Do you celebrate that and celebrate the day you first kissed or your first date?
Yeah.
If you're doing that every 6 months, that's like about 18 times a year you have to celebrate something.
Which is the big one. And especially for men, it's so confusing. It's difficult for them.
Yeah. Someone else says, I think it's so special to celebrate each big milestone. We mark the day we met, the day we had our first kiss and our engagement anniversary. Who said romance is dead? I'm sure that's very romantic, but if you keep doing the same thing and you do it several times a year, maybe it takes that out of it, really.
And you should just choose a day. It doesn't have to be, you know, tomorrow. It can be any day. It doesn't have to be the day that you actually met or the day that you kissed.
Anything. This is a good one. My husband always celebrates the day we matched on Tinder.
Oh, I love it.
The day we first met in real life. The day of our first kiss, our wedding day. I forget all of these dates, including our wedding. And please bear in mind that the first of these three are all within 4 weeks of each other and all around Valentine's Day too. I'm exhausted even thinking it. I met my wife in New York, says this texter. I was illegal at the time. So when we got married, I spent weeks memorising every significant date in our relationship for the green card interview.
Wow.
When we told them we had two kids, it was over in 5 minutes. And I had my green card 2 weeks after the interview. And someone else says, I'll be single for Valentine's Day. For me, it's just another day.
Hmm.
They should have a day for single people where they can celebrate themselves. Take themselves out to dinner, buy themselves chocolate.
And we should. And we do
something nice for themselves.
And absolutely. Or maybe just lie in bed or whatever helps you get through or watch a movie. And everyone is different. And we put that to Justin Flood from Intro Matchmaking.
It really depends on, where you are in your relationship and who you are as a person. People celebrate a bunch of different things, what we do is we get cards from members in the past of the anniversary of when we set them up on their first date. Do you know what I mean? But when it comes to kind of relationships I've been in the past, you'd celebrate. It kind of really depends because you'd celebrate your wedding anniversary if you're married. But then I feel like if you're not married, you'd celebrate when you become officially boyfriend, girlfriend kind of status.
When you basically go steady, as the Americans say, that's when you're an officially boyfriend, girlfriend, or officially together. That's when the anniversary should kick in.
Yeah. It should definitely. And then obviously once you're married then. Because my parents, their anniversary is actually September 20th, 96 was when they got married. Because I know that because that's when they celebrate anniversary every year, whereas like when my brother and sister, when they're in long-term relationships, they'd celebrate when they became official. Now my sister got engaged back in September and she'll be married in November, so I'm pretty sure that's when they'll probably then celebrate their wedding anniversary. Now again, everyone's different, they could do both, but this Valentine's is my second time personally celebrating it with someone. My personal view is when it comes to Valentine's Day, I don't think there should be a specific day to love your partner because I think you should love them every day. Do you know what I mean? Oh, don't get me wrong, Valentine's are specifically for couples and loving your specific person and loving your significant other. But also, for single people, it could be an opportunity, to love yourself more as well. Do something you like to do. Bring yourself on a dinner date. Do different things like that,
Now, he has several good points there. Someone says, I'm married nearly 30 years. I would say I can count on one hand the amount of times I've got a card. Big romantic gestures don't make a great relationship. I have a wonderful husband, but we're not into those tacky details, they say. And that's a good point. There's a lot of pressure to do all this stuff. And a lot of people are... I know, now, is that flower seller said, there'll be a rush tomorrow and it won't be women rushing out. It'll be men.
It will be.
Oh, my God. Right. Celebrating when you got divorced, says the texter? There's another... presumably, if you celebrate the day you got divorced from somebody, you wouldn't be celebrating when you first met them, I assume. We mark the big anniversaries anything with a 5 or a 0. Anything else is just a waste of money. And someone else says, Valentine's Day is a great day to meet single people. A lot of them are in bars feeling sorry for themselves or celebrating being single, especially when it's on a Friday. people need to get offline and go out and meet people. Well, tomorrow's your chance then.
It's very true for that kind of thing. So true.
Will that be the case tomorrow? The bars will be full of people by themselves?
There'll be lots of single people looking for love. I know when I was single, especially ladies, I hope it's okay to say this, they needed a man on Valentine's Day.
Right.
So you'd get a date around this time of the year, even if it might not go anywhere, because people don't like to be lonely. They just don't like it.
And you want to be seen out with a fella so you won't feel weird?
Or a partner or whatever you're having yourself. But
yeah.
People do, absolutely, they want to try and find love at this time of the year. They buy into all of this stuff. And we talked about there that statistic from intro that half the population, a single adult population, which is something else. And Joanne McNally, writing in the Irish Times in the last few days, says that Valentine's is crufts for couples, happy duos walking each other around. See, my partner will wrestle hair from plug holes for me and they are worm-free. And that's the thing. I mean, lots of people are like, you know, look, here's my partner. I'm happily in love. Aren't we just such an amazing couple? So that does kind of rub single people up the wrong way. I did meet older people, and there are church bells and skateboards in the background of this clip. Do you celebrate Valentine's?
I celebrate it every year.
Every year?
Every year. Possibly every day.
And who's the lucky person in your life?
God.
You celebrate Valentine's with God, with Jesus?
Yes, I do. Yes.
So he, in a way, will be getting a card from you, or a prayer?
Just a prayer. So I am single, but you know what I mean. I'm not a born-again Christian or anything. I just, you know, believe in God, and I guess, you know, he's my man.
He's your man. And are you looking for another man?
I'm not on the lookout, you know, but at the same time, if one comes along, but a good man, somebody with a sense of humour, you know, preferably a good, decent man.
So a good, decent man with a sense of humour, but you're not on the lookout. And there would have to be two men in the relationship, really. There'd be God and this new guy.
Well, God is always there, I guess. But preferably human power.
Probably if it's a wedding, I'd imagine it's the first day you met somebody. The first time you met this person and then that you had the date with him.
Are you in a relationship?
No. So I'm single.
You're single, and is it nice being single?
I love it.
And what do you love about it?
I love the freedom because over the years I've gone out with loads of men, but I just decide anymore now they're too much trouble.
So you've stopped dating?
Yeah.
And you've gone out with loads of men. There must have been one man there somewhere that you liked.
Yes, there was. Yeah, and sadly he died.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He was a beautiful Dutch man.
And the beautiful Dutch man died?
Yes, he got cancer a long time ago now. He's dead a long time.
And you haven't found someone since?
No.
But you're happy?
I'm very happy, yeah.
And, you know, here we are in Ireland with a skateboarder going past us. That guy, more than likely, is single. Yeah. He's a little bit young for you?
I didn't notice him.
That's Henry there trying to set people up. One texter says, romance is for couples with no kids. They aren't tired and don't hate each other yet. Maybe a bit of truth in that. My husband and I agreed not to buy overpriced flowers, chocolates, etc. on Valentine's Day, but spend the saved money on nicer things spread throughout the year. A very good, practical and probably more enjoyable approach. Owen says, we're together nearly 30 years. 25 years married, give each other the same card every year.
No, I love
Crikey. It. What's the same writing? Oh, I suppose, yeah, that's kind of
it's
sweet,
kind of
actually.
Romantic, really.
It kind of, on first read, it sounds kind of a bit tight, but actually come to think of it, yeah, no, that is kind of sweet. I don't understand with this one. We got married on the 19th of February, 42 years ago. We never celebrate the 14th. I don't know what that means. What happened on the 14th?
They're romantic, but they don't like Valentine's.
Yeah, maybe. In Finnish, now this is a tweet from Discover Finland.
Are they the new sponsor?
Oh, yeah, we've a huge audience in Finland. Anyway, the Discover Finland says, in Finnish, Valentine's Day is called Jätsävin päivä. I'm sure I said that right.
You did.
Literally, Friends Day. And like the name says, the idea is to celebrate friendship. Finns are more likely to give a book rather than flowers.
I think that's beautiful.
I think that's lovely.
That's really, really nice.
Yeah, I'm totally into that.
That's so cool. I mean, the Finns know what they're at.
Yeah.
you know, they can find love with a book, and you know, it doesn't have to be all about the passion. Definitely not. And we do actually get to meet Rebecca as well, and we ask her a little bit about, you know, when should it be? Should it be the first day you meet? Should it be the first date? Here is Rebecca.
I believe your anniversary should be celebrated on the day of your first date. And I agree with that. Yeah, the first day you meet, your first date should be when you celebrate your anniversary.
So the first date, the first time you actually go out for a meal, that's when you become a couple. Well, you might not become a couple. You might break up. But you're saying that's when the anniversary should be.
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's when. And also, I don't think anniversaries are all about celebration. They're also a time to reflect on your relationship, your commitment to each other, and kind of. And I feel like when you first meet is when you find that spark and that connection. And so that should be celebrated on your anniversary, so to
say. And personally, you, I know it's personal and you don't have to share it with us. For you, when is the anniversary?
For me, it is the first day we met. Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. Yeah. So not the day he asked me to be his girlfriend. I'm not engaged. So yeah, the first day we met.
And will it shift if you get engaged? Will it be the engagement? Or if you get married, will it be the actual wedding?
I think we'll have two anniversaries.
Okay, that's going to cost. Weekly celebrations are the way to go, says somebody else. Break open the bubbly every Tuesday. Says another texter, my brother got married on his birthday. We think it's his wife's way of ensuring he doesn't forget their anniversary. That's genius.
It is a brilliant idea.
That is absolutely brilliant genius. We moved into a new house last January. So for Valentine's Day, I paid the hefty local property tax that was due. Romance is alive and well in our house. Yeah, fair dues. That's the way to do it. Every day should be Valentine's Day. Treat each other with respect, says the texter. Oh, gosh. The last one's a bit sad, isn't it?
Oh, go on.
I'm single. I've always been unlucky in love. I spent most of my actual teens and 20s acting like a lovesick teenager. Around 30, I wised up and started to treat and celebrate myself.
I think that's beautiful. And there's still time to find love.
There is still time. Henry, thanks a million.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.